comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
I apologize for the audio. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Wherever you are around this beautiful planet, thanks for being here. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to Talk Radio like nowhere else on Earth. It's the show where you matter. Quick reminder, remember that we have a free weekly newsletter, And all you have to do to subscribe is go to my website, click where it says K-Files, and you're good to go. You click it and put your email address in there and subscribe. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Bluehost is the name of our hosting service provider. In other words, that's where the website is located. Bluehost is once again experiencing real problems on their internal server network. And that has made the Kevin Smith Show site load extremely slowly for most of the day, so slowly as to be unusable. It's better now, but still slow. So what I've done is I set up a backup temporary page on another hosting service provider. So as our main page loads, if you'll look right there under the masthead, you'll see the link, and you can just click that, and it'll just snap you right over to the temporary page, and you're good to go. You'll be able to listen or watch from that page tonight. And let me say, I get emails from people that they write in, and it'll say things like, I can't figure out how to listen to your show. You have the most difficult site on the planet. Blah, blah, blah. Folks, if you can't read, I can't help you. Okay? Look, millions of folks are listening to the show tonight and every night. And, you know, right in the middle of the screen, there's this big thing that's got two words on it. One says listen and one says watch. And if you click listen, you'll get to listen. If you click watch and you're a member, if you are part of our members area, you'll get to watch. Pretty simple, isn't it? Well, I clicked listen and it wouldn't work on my browser. Again, if you read right under that, right under where it says K-Files in great big letters, it says alternative listen link. Okay? That's how you listen. We had someone that paid to join Streamlink so they could listen to my show. Wrote me and complained that they joined Streamlink and still can't listen to the show. We're not on Streamlink. We have never been on Streamlink. Okay? So like I said, gotta read. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Before we get into our topic tonight, there's something I should have said earlier and didn't say. And that is, Each month, we have a couple of nights during the month when we allow anybody to view the video. You don't have to be a member on one of those nights. It's a free video night, and tonight's one of them. So if you go to my website, you click where, go to kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says watch, a little screen will pop open, and you can watch the show, okay? So normally that's on our, it is on our private TV channel, and normally we keep that in the members area for our members, and we invite you to be a part of our members area because that's only one of the things. Many, many things that you get by being a member. My guest tonight is Dr. Alfred Adams. He's a filmmaker. He's a radio host. As a matter of fact, his show airs on Indy 104 right after my show on Wednesday nights. And he's been my guest previously on the show. Dr. Adams, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Now, what we're going to talk about tonight really requires me to kind of set this up for our audience, because I want to make sure that everyone understands the purpose and perspective for tonight's show. I think our audience is aware of the fact I'm not a religious person. And this is not a religious show. And I will say that I do not view the Bible as a religious book. However, a great many people do, and it makes them angry when I say that. But stick with me for a moment. Even though this is, I'm not a religious person and this is not a religious show, nevertheless, on this show, we do look at prophecies and predictions that people make about the future. Just last night, we had one of the guys from the WebBot project on the show, Cliff High. We talked about the WebBot and the predictions that it makes for the future. So in that case, when we talk about WebBot predictions, we're talking about the documentation provided by WebBot. And even though this is not a religious show, it's foolish to discard any of the ancient texts, regardless of what they are or where they come from, simply on the basis that somebody considers that to be a holy book. Now, we've looked at the writings of the Sumerians, we've looked at the Egyptian writings, we've looked at Nostradamus, we've looked at Edgar Cayce, the Mahabharata from India, and loads of other ancient texts, and many of them are considered holy by one group or another. Well, tonight we're going to look at a prediction that's contained in what is called the New Testament. The Christians view this as part of a complete holy Bible. The Jewish religion does not recognize it as scripture. But when we talk about the Bible, it is the second half, if you will, of what we are calling the Bible. Now, tonight, we're going to look at a prediction that's contained in the last book of the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, and there's a reason for that. Just forget about all the religious interpretations and forget about theology for tonight, folks. We're only going to be asking whether what millions of people saw on television around the world was or could be the fulfillment of that prediction. If it was, then it was. If it wasn't, then it wasn't. It's just that simple. So, Dr. Adams, you've seen the video that I'm going to play for the people watching tonight, if they're watching on our Kevin Smith Show private TV channel. You've seen it, and I'm going to show it and describe it for our listening audience, and then you and I will talk about it. But let's do that so people can see it.
Okay.
All right, now, folks, What's showing on our channel, this is in Egypt, and this was a live video feed that was being shown all around the world. A lot of different networks were picking up this video feed. And it's showing right now a tank on the bridge, and in a moment we're going to see large crowds of people on a bridge and fires burning in the background. And what happens is you see this very ghostly figure of a horse. It looks like a horse with a rider on it. And this very ghostly figure on that bridge rides across the bridge and lifts up into the air, flies into the air over the heads of the crowd. It's spooky. It really is spooky. Now, on the private TV channel, what they're seeing is we've zoomed in on that and gotten as close as we can so people can see it. Now, one of the things that's important is for people to understand that horse and rider are, you know, the horse and rider are not photoshopped in, because this is a live video feed, and what they're looking at right now, what they're seeing right now is what was shown over MSNBC. Okay, so someone just pointed their camera at their television and captured what was on MSNBC, and it's in that same video feed was being used by Euronews. It was being used by MSNBC. It was being used by a lot of different news channels, TV channels around the world. Okay, now let me apologize to our viewers on the TV channel, because when I clicked on to play the MSNBC video for you, for some reason it all just shut down. But I got it back up there and played it for you. I hope you saw it. All right, now Dr. Adams, you've seen this video. Let's begin our discussion, you and me, by also making sure that people understand the perspective from which you speak. The perspective from which I speak is not a religious perspective, but I think people need to understand you are a Christian and you believe very strongly in the veracity of the Bible. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. So do you consider yourself to be a religious person then?
No, I don't believe myself. I think, you know, religion is, that's a word that I think was created by man. I kind of just look at myself as just having a strong faith in what the Bible tells me, as opposed to being religious.
Okay. So you've seen this video that I've just shared with the audience. When you first saw it, what did you think, and how did it strike you? When you first saw it, the very first impression you had, what happened to you?
I was blown away. I really was speechless. I didn't know what to make of it. Being a filmmaker, I instantly my wheels were turning on, how can this be faked? That was my first things I started to think about. It'd be extremely easy to do this if it was taped, because you can just double it, put it in, and it's done.
Yeah.
Live footage, I don't know, because it's a feed. It didn't go to a tape to where something could be ghostly behind it, to where they used an old tape of something else and it just kind of bled through. All my wheels were turning as a filmmaker on debunking this, you know, not wanting to really and truly buy into the fact that there is definitely some kind of silhouette, ghostly image of what looks like a person of some sort on a horse. It has all the characteristics. You can, if you look at it very closely with the zooms and stuff, you can almost see like the trot and certain muscle structures in the top shoulders and in the back hind legs. It just really blew me away. I watched it constantly over and over and over. From a live feed, it would cost a tremendous amount of money to do, and I don't see the gain in it. if it could even be done. It definitely could be if it was taped, but to do it live, a lot of people that I talked to said it would be very, very hard, if at all, could be pulled off. So I was pretty blown away.
Well, you know, I shared with you, and I will with the crowd that are listening, when I first saw this, and by the way, I want to thank, we had two or three people that sent me the link to this and suggested that I take a look at it, and I always thank you for participating not only in the shows by calling in, but you participate in the creation of the shows as well by sending me suggestions. And so we had two or three people sent me the link to this, and I watched it. When I first saw it, my first impression was, yeah, right, it's a fake. And then I went through the same thought process you did, and that is that this was carried, this same image that we saw, this same video, was seen on a bunch of different networks because they were all tapped into and using the same live feed out of Egypt. And it was live, it was originally broadcast live, just as I have shown it.
Right.
And I started thinking, well, now, how could you do that? And I read some of the comments. You know, on YouTube, people can put comments about the videos.
Correct.
And some of the comments said, well, it's a hologram. And at first I thought, yeah, it could be. It could be. And then I noticed that if you watch the crowd around where that horse is, none of them, I'm just going to go ahead and say it was a horse for the sake of discussion, none of them seem to be aware of it or reacting to it, and they don't seem, it doesn't seem they can see it or that they are aware of it, and I think they would with a hologram. This seems to be something that...
I agree 100%. A hologram, it would have showed. The image would have showed, and other people would have made some kind of reference. Turn heads, look, point, different things of that nature. I definitely believe that whatever it is, the crowd was totally unaware that it was in the existence of the frame. I don't see any of them making any notion that that is there.
Well... And so once I said, okay, it couldn't have been Photoshopped because this was live video. Photoshop is something you could do afterward, as you said, you know, if you videotape it or if you capture the video in some fashion, then you can Photoshop in any image you want, but this was live. So I don't think it was Photoshopped. The hologram thing seemed viable until I really watched that video and thought about, okay, if it's a hologram, what should we be seeing? And what we don't see is the crowd reacting to it. So it doesn't appear they're aware of it. On YouTube, most of these, there are a whole bunch of people that posted this up on YouTube. But on YouTube, most of these are titled something about Fourth Horseman. Well, it doesn't strictly fit with the description of the Fourth Horseman of the Apocalypse, but it does seem to fit the description of the First Horseman of the Apocalypse.
Right, yeah.
The fourth one, first of all, we'd have to ask ourselves, well, where's number one, two, and three?
Correct, right, that is correct, yeah.
Okay, plus, if you look closely at this, let me do this, okay? Let me get to what the book of Revelation says about this first horseman. Now, what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Revelation, you have the whole thing is in very graphic, symbolic type language, metaphorical language in some cases. And yet there are people that say, well, you ought to take it literally, just like it says it. Well, okay. There is a place in Revelation chapter 6 where four horsemen are turned loose on the earth. Each one is on a different colored horse. Each one has is dressed differently and has a different purpose. Okay? Most of the pictures that we see of them, we see where artists have drawn them, we see all four horsemen riding together. But that isn't the way it happens. In Revelation, each one is turned loose on its own. In other words, the first one is turned loose, and then after that, the second one. They're not all turned loose at the same time.
Right. They're actually at different time periods.
Okay. We'll get to that. But that is an important distinction. Okay, so in Revelation chapter 6, there's a description of all of these four horsemen, and the first one goes like this. I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Now let's watch that video again, and what we will see is that the person that's sitting, or the figure that appears to be sitting on this horse, appears to have something on his head.
Correct.
And I can't say that that's a crown, but he appears to have, or it appears to have something on its head. And you'll be able to see it, folks, a little bit clearer once it zooms in. It appears there's something on his head, maybe a crown. So here's what I want to do, Doctor. I want to get from your perspective. We understand you are a Christian and you believe that the Bible is all true. Okay, so what is the first horseman of the apocalypse? What role does this character play?
Scripture, the first horse is going to be a white horse. The role of the character of it is the Antichrist.
Wait a minute, the who?
Is going to take who?
Whoa.
Literally.
You said the Antichrist?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, if a person is going to take the Bible literally, word for word, and when you do look at this picture, I do lean a little bit to the fact that it looks like something is on the head of the figure. However, I can't really see if there's something in his hand, like a bow with no arrows. The reason it doesn't have arrows is because it comes on the scene suggesting that it conquers from a diplomatic standpoint.
All right, we have to step away for break. We'll pick up right there when we come back, folks. Do not go away, all right? Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Dr. Alfred Adams, and we're talking about probably one of, if not the strangest videos ever shown on live television. Certainly, it has to rank up there amongst the top one or the top two, I guess. It's really weird. Now, you were saying something about as you watch this figure on the horse, you can sort of see something on its head, maybe, but you can't see a bow, and then you started to explain that, or you can't see any arrows. So,
right, a bow. The first horse comes on the scene with a bow, but it doesn't have arrows, meaning it would, you know, be able to conquer the world through, you know, a diplomatic way as opposed to war and conquering. And if you do take the Bible literally, then they should have also been something. Even if it was a question mark, that it's possible that something was in his hand, a stick, anything that could have been linked to it. However, I still do lean that it's an extremely bizarre clip. It definitely still is questionable. And a lot of theologians believe that when the first horse comes on, that it ends the actual Cold War. And the second horse that comes on the scene actually opens up everything with regular warfare. And with everything going on in the Middle East, it opens a few areas, but it still leaves a tremendous amount of questions. If you're going to accurately line it up with biblical prophecy, word for word, there's still a few holes in it, and one of them is it doesn't have any kind of distinctful picture of anything in its hand that would resemble a bow.
Well, not from the point of view of the camera.
Correct, correct.
Yeah. What? Okay, so am I taking this correctly that you, even though it's very, very strange, you don't see this as a fulfillment of that prediction, that prophecy?
I just don't see, enough evidence to say yes. It very well could, but like you said, maybe from the angle of that camera, it's just not visible. It could be a sign that maybe we are going to be ending some stuff in the Cold War in the Middle East. A lot of people believe that when the first of the four horsemen come on the scene, that the Antichrist is here, he's alive and well. It could be a sign of that the Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth. It definitely is. It's probably one of the most. I just continue to be speechless when I see it. And, as being a Christian, my heart really wants to be able to go out and say, yes, that's it. Look, here it is. But I also have to be a realist and lean a little bit and try to dig, because I don't want to say that it 100% is when my heart's not in it. I just still have some questions on it. Mm-hmm. But it definitely has a tremendous amount of characteristics that could be it, but it's still so far away to say 100% that it is.
All right, let's move away from that for just a moment. What I want us to get into is connected with what we're talking about, but we'll focus a little bit elsewhere for just a moment. We understand from what you've told us that you believe the Bible is true. Okay. And I'm approaching this from the standpoint of whether a person believes or not, what does it say, and then what are we looking at? Now, in another part of the Bible that matches up pretty close with Revelation, which is the book of Daniel, in the book of Daniel, as well as other references, I believe, in Revelation, we are told that during this so-called end time period, which is actually a misnomer because even the Bible does not say that's the end of time. it's the end of an era. And but it says that the king of the south will rise up in war against Israel. Most of the conservative theologians who they are considered conservative because they believe very strongly that the Bible is all true. Most of them identify the king of the south as Egypt. And we know that Egypt has a peace treaty with Israel, which for 30 years they have kept. And because of that peace treaty, there have been no more Arab wars against Israel for 30 years. There have been little skirmishes, there have been little terrorist attacks and things like that, but there has been no such thing as a united Arab war against Israel because of this peace treaty with Egypt. At the moment, what's happening in Egypt, could lead, and my prediction, just based on the trend that I see, will lead to the end of the Mubarak era. in Egypt. If it does, and if, you know, well, not if, but if it comes down to the end of the Mubarak era in Egypt, then you have a completely different government, perhaps a completely different type of government that comes in. And a lot of people are speculating that that may mean that they will then disregard this peace treaty. If that happens, then certainly the king of the south, being Egypt, would make sense. It would make, you know, at the moment, for a lot of people, it doesn't make sense because there's a peace treaty. But under those circumstances, it could make sense because they might decide, okay, peace treaty's over. What do you think about that?
To tend to agree with you. I believe that it's very likely that, you know, that can happen. No one knows for sure what the new structure of the country is going to be. They could disregard anything from the past. It's extremely likely. I think what a lot of people continue to not, you know, look at it, is, you know, they keep saying that, you know, they're trying to help them get a democracy. They're trying to help them get a democracy, like America. What shocking is most people have forgot America really was never a democracy at first. We were a republic, and we've changed. Even our own country changed and became, you know, the democracy moving into socialism and everything else. So, I mean, our belief systems being forged on someone else, like it is in Iraq, it is extremely likely that they can revoke against Israel or any other country for that matter.
All right. Now, the reason I bring this up is because one of the posts on a forum out there on the internet that I read said that the reason, the person who wrote this post said that the reason he thinks that this really is the first of the four horses, he thinks this is really it. And he lists some reasons. He said, first of all, because apparently the only people that could see it were the people watching on camera. That means the whole world was watching. People on the ground didn't see it, but people all over the rest of the world did. And it happened in the middle of fighting between people who say they want democracy in Egypt and people who say they're loyal to Mubarak. So they're fighting on this bridge. And then the third thing that he said was, because this horse and rider appear in that setting, he thinks it signals that the Mubarak pro-Mubarak crowd will lose, that the anti-Mubarak crowd will win, and that this will pretty quickly bring about the end of the peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. And so we have the horse with the rider who goes forth to conquer and to conquering and to conquer. What do you think about that line of reasoning?
I think a few of them might be accurate, but to say every single bullet point is accurate, I kind of lean a little bit that it still kind of falls short. I still have not been 100% convinced that it is the first of the opening of the first seal. It has a tremendous amount of characteristics that it could be the first seal. Once again, I just have not seen from the angle of the camera something in its hand to be able to classify it as holding a bow or anything of that nature. It could be that it is going to create an opening to end the peace treaty that it has between Egypt and Israel. That is very likely. It could have happened without the sign of the horse. I mean, the horse itself doesn't necessarily have to mean that. I think that there's going to be a long road to recover in that entire area, not just Egypt alone. There are other countries that could fall under this exact same problem or regime, that the people rise up and revolt, which could happen in Iran. It could happen in Saudi Arabia. These people have been in place for an extremely long time, and it's getting to a point to where people are actually trying to you know, rise up and do what they feel is going to be best for them and their people and their country. But once again, I still do lean into that image. What I have actually seen and what's being shown now on the television, it is extremely... I still become speechless, because it definitely has all the characteristics of some form of supernatural, maybe, element of a rider on a horse. I mean, it still holds it. And knowing, like I said, being in the film industry, knowing how hard, if not almost impossible, it just doesn't add up to be able to do that.
Okay.
A live feed is just almost impossible.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the possibility that it's a hologram. I don't think it is, because I don't see the crowd reacting to it. On the other hand, maybe it is a hologram. If it's a hologram, it would have been projected by someone. I'm just guessing, but I think it would be projected by someone who is familiar with this prophecy about the four horsemen, and who's trying to give that impression, trying to give that kind of push to the event. So if we go on the assumption that it's a hologram, would you agree that it would be someone apparently familiar with this prophecy and trying to give a little push to the interpretation of the events in that direction?
Well, absolutely. There's actually something that can be looked up on the internet called Project Bluebeam, which does talk about holograms and showing images of Christ and the second coming of Jesus and all this stuff, which would be faked and put in perspective, hologrammed into the sky and different things of that nature. So the technology is there. What hits me is, if I lean into it as being a hologram, I guess my question now becomes the association, the company, the person, whoever did this.
All right, we have to step away for break. We'll be back with one of the weirdest videos ever shown on live television. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening, Dr. Alfred Adams. And when we went away for break, Doctor, we were talking about the possibility of it being a hologram. Now, one of the things that occurs to me is, if you're standing on that bridge and a hologram is projected down onto the bridge and you're standing right there in the middle of it, the hologram is being projected all around you and you're actually in it. You might not see it. You certainly wouldn't be able to see what it is. You might just notice things got a little brighter around you. You would have to be outside of the hologram in order to see what the hologram was.
It's very possible. It's a good point. I just didn't see anyone make any kind of reference that something got brighter, you know, even if, you know, kind of like someone brushes up against you, you kind of look, you know, you turn and you look a little bit. Maybe the distraction of the fires and, you know, people throwing in a riot was just so overwhelming that if it was a hologram, they just didn't even notice it.
Yeah, it could be that. Well, you mentioned Project Bluebeam, and I think everybody in the audience is pretty familiar with Project Bluebeam. That's a story that's out there on the internet and seems to have some pretty fair corroboration. But Project Bluebeam is alleged to be a plan whereby the government would use advanced, super secret, advanced craft that they have, aircraft that are anti-gravity, as well as holographic projections and things like that, to do a false flag invasion from outer space, for the purpose of frightening the world's population out of its wits and making the population willing to accept martial law. And every once in a while, I hear people say, oh, that would never work, especially not here in America. We'd never stand for that. Well, all it took was 9-1-1, and right here in America, you stood for having your Fourth Amendment rights ripped right out of the Constitution at its roots. And so, yeah, I think right here in the good old USA, land of the free, home of the brave, people would knuckle right under to the fear and allow any kind of thing the government wants to do, as long as the government says we got to do it to keep you safe. So,
well, not just that. I mean, we did George Orwell, I mean, War of the Worlds. That was a scripted thing, even with disclaimers. People were freaking out. Mm-hmm. And that was just a radio broadcast. They didn't see anything. So I agree with you. We would definitely buckle and run.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. With Project Bluebeam, I think we would. Well, some of us would be sitting over on the curb watching it all happen, and eating popcorn and drinking a soda, just watching the movie there. But, okay, so if this thing is a hologram, it could be a test run of a couple of things. It could be a test run of the technology, just to make sure that you can do it and do it effectively. It could also be a test run to see how are people going to respond, how are they going to react, and see if this wave of emotion about it happens, so that you just have tons of people around the world saying, oh, look, it is the first horseman. You know, a test run to see what kind of public reaction they get. And if they're doing that, if it's a test run, it's a test for something like Project Bluebeam.
That's a very good analogy. That is very possible. They know that more people are tied into all these social networks than ever before. We're addicted to the Facebook and the MySpace and the Twitters, and it's like, you know, we text driving to work, I'm having a cup of coffee. We write our entire life on the computers.
Yeah.
So it is very likely that they could have done this. Sit back and watch the people of the world run with it, and then sit down and figure out, you know, what's going to be their next move. You know, what else could they put out there that we would run with? You know, we took the bait and ran with it.
Well, there are certain details about it that make me think this is not the first horseman. But there's certain details that I can't shake either, and that is that certain details in the script in Revelation itself. And that has to do with the fact that right at the beginning of Revelation, it tells you that everything in it is symbolic. So he's speaking to you in pictures. Those pictures are symbolic of something real. So that, for instance, this beast with 10 heads, it's not an actual animal that has 10 heads. It's a political system that has 10 capitals.
Correct. Yeah, 10 heads of government, yeah.
Yeah. And so he tells you, you know, right in the beginning, in the very first chapter of Revelation, this book is written in symbolism. So since I know it's written in symbolism, then I can take a look at this white horse and its rider, and I can say, okay, the whole picture of that is symbolic of a real event that's going to happen and perhaps a real person that's going to come on the scene. But that person will not necessarily come on the scene riding a white horse. Literally. Okay? He might, but what I'm looking at is symbolism about that person. And you gave us an example. He has a bow but no arrows. So he conquers. The bow is symbolic of conquering, but without the arrows, he's conquering with diplomacy.
Correct, yeah. I just think, I'm like you, I'm really taken back. It's an extremely unexplained, phenomenal graphic that is televised. However, it is linked, and people have linked. People may have, you know, they create their own reality too sometimes. They may want this so bad to be that first seal to open to where, you know, they just grabbed it and they ran with it. I still get speechless looking at it because from a filmmaker's perspective, I know what it would take to do it, even if it was taped in regards to a delay system, referring to this was done 30 minutes ago. It would take longer than 30 minutes to put that together.
Uh-huh.
To be able to present it to the world.
Well,
it just, so much stuff rules it out. The hologram is, it's, that has a good bit of positive characteristics. Once again, like you said, who would do it and why? What do they gain from it? Is it a test, you know, to see how we would react? And then the other things that come into play is just the simple fact that if it's not, and let's just say it is a supernatural event or a phenomenal or paranormal event, maybe it's some kind of paranormal situation. There's so many variables that open up, we just don't have all the answers. But it definitely doesn't fit every single detail of what the Bible says if you hold to the Bible to be truth.
And by the way, it doesn't fit with every detail that you would expect if it were a hologram. So maybe it is just some kind of paranormal thing. Maybe, look, it's Egypt. It's Egypt, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it is some sort of paranormal apparition.
There was a tremendous amount of riding of horses and you know, ghosts or whatever the case. So another, once again, that's another good point. What if it is just the capturing of a ghost rider at you know, from XYZ time period in the past?
Well, it might be that. I will say this. I look at a lot of video every day, and I have to do video production every day for the show. And of all the video that I have looked at, this one is as weird as, it's more weird than anything I've ever looked at because of the fact that it was a live feed. That's what makes it so weird. And plus, you know, it wasn't just on one network. This feed was being distributed to several networks, and they all broadcast it. So, you know, whoever did this, if it's a hologram, then it's a hologram. If they had some kind of magic way of inserting this into the live feed, it was done right at the video head. All right, we have to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Dr. Alfred Adams. He is a filmmaker, he is a radio host, and he is someone who has a theological understanding, and certainly has stated his position is that he is a Christian and believes the Bible. Well, because of what we're talking about tonight, because of the fact that it is something that is video, and because of the fact that it involves a theme, if you will, from the book of Revelation, he had the perfect combination of credentials to talk about this tonight. And so we invited him to be with us, and it's been quite interesting. He's still with us, I hope. Dr. Adams, you still with us?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. What I want to do is I want to open up the telephone lines and invite our audience to participate in the show. Because I know, folks, you've seen this video. If you haven't seen it before tonight, you certainly have seen it tonight. Because our video feed is free tonight. Our private TV channel is free tonight, and I've been showing it. So we're going to open the telephone lines, and you'll have an opportunity to share your questions and your comments about this amazingly weird video. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you're in the USA or Canada, we have a toll-free number you can call if you need to call me toll-free. If you don't need to call me toll-free, use the main number. But the toll-free number is 888-223-4599. We also have available, if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada, you can use the flash message option. And you do that by going to my website, scroll down, and you'll see the link down there by the picture about tonight's show. It says flash message. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mark from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mark.
And good evening, Doc Adams.
Good evening.
I don't know if you hear me. Anyway, I'm on the road right now, so I can't see the video again, but I did look at it before I left. And very interesting, but if you really look at it, and Kevin knows I'm a retired cop myself and I like to investigate things, if you look at the video when the horse figure appears and starts moving, look towards the left, there's two or three bright dots that move with the horse and goes up with it when the camera moves. So I'm just wondering if this could be a reflection from all the fires in the background.
Yeah, I read that theory as well. The problem is none of the fires in the background are causing any kind of reflection in front of or behind that horse.
Yeah, you know, that's why I was wondering that too. But if you look at the video from just before the horse figure shows up, and then when it starts moving, there's four dots, you know, say top, bottom, and one above the horse, so kind of like in a rectangular shape.
I don't see them.
And it moves with the horse as well. So I don't know if these are reflections or if it could be...
I don't see that at all. Mark, I don't see that at all. I see people in white shirts moving.
Yeah, these are little bright dots. I looked at a different video that was the more high def, and I can see them on that one there.
Well, it might be. It might be. So what could account for that?
For the projected of the hologram. You know, they would need some kind of, you know, it would need some kind of station to be held. You know, it's just a theory to throw into the soup pot, but if that is the case, then it would make a little sense that it would be held with something.
Yeah, because they're not there until the camera starts panning to the right, and then all of a sudden they show up.
I don't see them.
Okay. might have to look at a higher definition than what's, you know, coming across the stream now. But like I said, it's possible. It still could lean into a hologram. I don't know if it's a reflection of the fires, though. I don't see it. Now, that's just me. I just don't see it from that angle. It definitely looks more of a person on a horse.
Yeah, it does look like a you know, horse figure. Now, it could be a cross between a hologram and a reflection. So, say, like a reflection on a window or a piece of glass, and as they move the camera, then all of a sudden that's when the horseman appears, and that's when these other dots appear too.
Yeah, but the problem with that, Mark, is this is a camera that's sitting outside on a balcony.
Are you sure it's on a balcony and not inside?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it would be on a balcony, too.
Yeah, it's outside on a balcony. I was watching the MSNBC feed when it happened, and they had said that these are shots from out on the balcony. And I think it was MSNBC.
It would be in between where the camera's at and the bridge.
Yeah, well, normally we can do, like when there's, I forgot what the term is, but they have a piece of glass that's below the lens of the camera, and you can actually get a reflection.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, when you film them. Don't know. Once again, without actually seeing the camera in operation, it just, once again, throws something extra in. It's hard to say, but I know what you mean now when the actual camera itself with the filming, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate because,
It's, put it this way, I think for an extremely long time, newer philosophies and theories will continue to come up. But, you know, I don't think anyone's going to ever have the 100% true accuracy of what we have seen. I don't believe it. That's just me, though. I think it's going to continue to remain one of those phenomenons that is just going to linger for a very long time.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just saying it's a fluke, but, you know, I'm hoping in a way it's real because we need this stuff to get done and over with.
Well, see, I'm on the other end of that spectrum. I'm hoping none of this stuff that you read about in Revelation happens for the next 200 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm not campaigning for this to be a real phenomena. But at the same time, I don't see those dots you're talking about. I'm not saying they're not there, but I don't see them. It is a camera that's outside on the balcony, so...
Now those dots are not like dots. They're actual reflections that are little spots. But there's one down, see if I can remember from watching it earlier, you know, maybe an inch or so up from the bottom, and the other one is maybe a quarter of the way down, but it's right above it. And, they're in line. And I think there was another one above the horseman, too, if I remember right.
Well, if this was something manufactured, in other words, we'll say it's not a real phenomena, okay? It's something manufactured. It had to be done at the head end, okay, because it was going out on several networks. So, in other words, there was no network that did this. They were getting this feed. This went out. It was distributed on several networks, different networks around the world. So it had to be at the head end of this broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it happened live...
I definitely see characteristics in movement, how a horse would move, like the way it would walk. And I just... If it's a reflection, then it's definitely a reflection of somebody on a horse. I mean, I would definitely say if it is a reflection, it is definitely a reflection of somebody on a horse.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if it's a reflection or not, but it has all the movement and characteristics of an actual physical horse moving. And you can, like I said, you can even see some of the shoulders, like the muscle structure of the shoulders and the back hind legs of this image that more or less starts to push closer to resembling a horse.
All right, Mark, I have to move along, but I want to thank you for the call. You bring up some good points. Very good points. 623-444-5889. What do you think about this, folks? What do you think? We have Leonardo from Puerto Rico on the flash messages. It says, hi, Kevin. Good topic tonight regarding the live feed with the ghost horse. I noticed that there are two orbs following the horse. So he sees it, too. I don't see it. They are located to the left and a little higher than the horse. Orbs have been known to be photographed in ghost-related investigations and also in UFO-related cases. Did you notice them? No, I didn't notice them. I think what both he and Mark are looking at, if you'll look at it very closely, there are several people right there around where the horse is that are wearing white shirts.
Yeah, I do see that. I noticed that there is some people right in the same facility of it, and they do wear white shirts.
I don't see the orbs.
Pinpoints of light. Maybe it's just a reflection of the shirts itself that kind of graphically move when it pans, so it looks like it's moving. I don't know, but I definitely see the white shirts.
Yeah. All right, to the telephone, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Mike from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike.
I've looked at this several times, and the rider and the horse look like something you would see in antiquity in these jousting tournaments. The rider looks like he's a knight, and he's got a feathered helmet on. And the horse looks like it's covered from head to toe in that regalia that they put on them for dress.
Yeah.
And as it leaves and moves out, it looks to me like there's somebody in front of the horse leading it. And it does appear to me now as though maybe the camera is mounted on the balcony, but maybe there's a TV set inside the building projecting a show of medieval times, and it's somehow being reflected into that.
There's no glass in front of the camera.
It wouldn't have to be.
It would have to be if it's going to be reflected back into the lens. No, it has to be. If you're going to have something reflect back. Okay, whoa, listen. If you're going to have something reflect back into the camera lens, you have to have something for it to reflect off of. So there would have to be a glass in front of that camera lens in order for it to reflect something that's behind the camera.
Well, all I'm suggesting is you look at the horse and rider in connection with medieval dress.
Yeah, I can see that. But the idea that that there's something behind it, the camera, that's reflecting into the lens, won't work because there's not a glass in front of the camera.
But I'll leave that up to the experts to figure out how it's getting there. But if you watch the horse and rider move, which appear to be away and up, there is definitely the figure of somebody leading that horse like they would if they were going to a jousting tournament to put in position. And then they appear to be moving upward when actually, if you were watching TV, it'd be just moving away.
Uh-huh.
So that's just a comment that I had, and I'll let y'all get back to it.
Yeah, I agree that. Thanks for the call. I agree the movement is that way, but in order for it to be something that is reflecting from a TV into the camera lens, in order for that to happen, you would have to have something in front of the camera lens for it to reflect off of.
Right. That is correct. That is 100% correct. You would have to have something that would be able to angle. See, the key thing that gets me is the proportion. The thing is not out of proportion to having a physical horse with a person on the bridge. It's in perfect proportion to if it was a real horse just there.
Uh-huh.
And that would take, you could not stage that live and hope that the first time you did it, it was going to be in right proportion. that's why I was having a hard time digesting this, because of the live footage. You know, you would have had to have done a couple of test runs to, if it was going to be something hoaxed in a roundabout way, because you'd have to get the size of the horse and the person on the horse to be in the same proportion as the rest of the people, because it's not so gigantic or it's too small,
uh-huh.
It's out of proportion.
Yeah, you're right. The proportions are right. To the telephone, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. It's James from California.
Hello, James.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, was looking at this video, an interesting show tonight, Kevin.
Thank you.
Rather than debate all these different points, I think it's very important that after you go, after this figure materializes, if you go towards the end and you see this thing float up and away to the sky,
mm-hmm.
exactly, if you watch this, I've watched this about 7 times by now at different resolutions on different YouTube feeds, the rider or this figure seems to go up into the sky. It is precisely as the time as the camera pans up and away. And
could that be because the camera was following it?
What would be my opinion of this is that you're dealing with a nighttime image. You have an incredibly bright illumination because of this fire section, and you're dealing with some kind of reflection either off a car that's not, that you can't see on the screen at the time, or from some other reflected source. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think we're also seeing a lot of artifacting here because, you know, the feed that this is going out is going up through satellite, and, you know, that's using Motion Picture Engineering Group's encoding scheme
yeah.
to get that thing up and back down again.
Yeah, it's highly compressed. Okay, but let me ask
exactly.
a question. Is the camera movement causing this, or is it because the camera is seeing it and the cameraman is following it? Because if, and let me give you the reason for the question. If the camera is what's causing this, if it's an artifact, then the shape of what we're looking at should change as the camera moves, because the reflective light, reflected light source into the camera would be changing its position on the camera lens and the focal point. So,
well,
as you move the camera,
that, I'm sorry, Kevin. My answer to that would be that he is in perfectly. If that's the situation and he's following it, then he's perfectly in sync with it. There should be a slight delay. First of all, if he's noticed this, and he would probably move the camera to look at this, but there would be a slight delay because there's no way that you could react instantly to this thing moving up at the same time. So my answer to this is that you are definitely dealing with a reflection from an incredibly bright light source from a camera that is not a low light camera. Obviously, this was a camera that was like you said, mounted on a hotel or overlooking the square here, that was being used in a, you know, this amazing situation. So,
let me correct something that because I just saw it without our zoom on it. When you watch our video feed, the first thing you see is you see the video feed as it went out. Then you see our zoom. It's our zoom that follows him. If you watch the,
Kevin, I'm watching the original video on YouTube.
Okay, well, we're showing it as well, and it's coming up right now. And so when we see this, we don't see him follow it as it goes into the air. The camera right. remains stationary.
Well, see, I don't know, from the original video here on the full original video, the camera pans up. As it pans up, this figure moves with it precisely at the same time.
Okay, well, what you're looking at is not the original video feed. You're looking at something that someone has zoomed in on and followed the horse and rider. You're not seeing the original feed as it went out. What our people are seeing on our screen is the first thing they see is the original as it went out, and what they're looking at is the feed as it was broadcast over Euronews.
Right, Euronews, exactly. That's correct.
Okay.
So I'm
now,
assuming.
Well, it doesn't. It simply doesn't pan up.
I'll say this. I see exactly what he's saying. If that is the case, that's the million-dollar shot. That's a once-in-a-lifetime. You're in the perfect position for that thing to just reflect back into the camera and to make an image look exactly like that. That is just pure luck. That if that's the case, I'm not saying it is. I see your point of view. I definitely see it, and I respect it. I'm just saying that if that's the case, that's the money shot. That's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. That'll never happen again.
Yeah, very strange. Well, just wanted to thank you guys for your time and appreciate the show.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, 623-444-5889. What do you think about it? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Boomer calling Vancouver Island. Great show tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kev, that last caller, he's bang on. You can see those two orbs, and they're absolutely 100% locked with the image on the horse. They're locked, and before you can, it's about halfway between the rear end of the horse to the left, and you can really see the one orb well. Just at the street light, okay. Oh, I guess on time delay here, but just before the zoom shot, you can see it right there at the pole.
Well, I see a light source, and I see a guy with a white shirt. When we zoom in, they get blurry. It's not an orb. It's a guy with a white shirt.
Yeah, you gotta look for the orb before the zoom comes in. Okay? And you can...
I see what you're talking about. That's a guy with a white shirt.
Once you notice them, and they're absolutely locked together with the horse.
I see guys with white shirts. I see no orbs.
No, once you see it, Kev, you'll get what I mean. They're right there, and as the camera or your zoom or whoever zooms up, you can see the orb go exactly with that image of the horse.
I don't see it.
It's there. Trust me. It's there.
It's there
and
if you see
I'm
it.
I'm watching your video, too. It's there as plain as day.
What I see is when that horse passes in front of a guy. What I see is when that horse passes in front of a guy that has a white shirt, that white shirt becomes luminescent, sort of. It brightens up. I don't see any orbs at all. But I do thank you for the call. And by the way, you're not alone. There are other people whose eyes are seeing that. Mine aren't. But that doesn't mean they're not there. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Dr. Adams, do you see the orbs?
Not through the video feed that I see through the live TV show. I'm definitely going to go look at maybe a couple of other resolutions that might be out there. That doesn't mean it's not there. I just don't see it through this particular feed. I see the street light. I see the people with the white shirts. Maybe, you know, the street light is creating that storm.
All right, we have to step away from break. We will be back right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Dr. Alfred Adams. Dr. Adams, let's go straight to the telephone, and then we have a couple of flash messages I want to get to. So, Ross from United Kingdom, your flash message will be up right after this call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
And I got to thinking about, I know it's a stretch to think that somebody could have this caliber of camera, but when James Cameron did Avatar, wasn't he able to project images onto the film as he filmed them?
When he did which film?
Avatar.
Avatar? I don't know. I don't know. But here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that this is a real paranormal phenomena. I'm not saying that this is the first rider of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. What I'm saying is that I don't see this being a reflection of the fires. Let me just say why very quickly. Fire changes shape instantly and continuously. The flames are changing shape. This horse and rider don't change shape. Okay, so I don't think it's a reflection of the fires. If it was a projected image, then someone with a lot of know-how did it at the head end of the broadcast, at the head end of the video feed, or it was a hologram. Now, let me show on the screen, let me show why I don't think it was fire. I don't think it's a reflection of the fire. Folks that are watching TV channel now are seeing the video again for the umpteenth time tonight. I've been showing it a bunch. But here we go. See how those flames are changing shape, and the horse and rider are not changing shape.
Nope.
So I don't think it's a reflection of...
My comment on some of the... one of the orb things they're describing...
Yeah?
It might... From my experience, it might be what would be called a reflection off of, let's say, in the medieval, a medieval horse had those blankets over their tails.
Yep.
It might be a reflection of something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't see the orbs. I see people in white shirts. I see light sources. I see the people in white shirts as the horse moves over them or through them, if you will. I see the color of their shirt change and fluoresce, but I don't see orbs. I'm not saying they're not there. I'm saying that the eyes of the Kevin don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay? Hey, Brent, thanks for the call, man.
Yep. Goodbye.
All right, let's get to a flash message from Ross in the United Kingdom. He says, I agree with Mark from L.A. I think that the horse is just some sort of internal reflection of the fire, and I've already explained why I don't think so. Fire's changing shape, but the reflection isn't, if it was a reflection. And he says, I've done some work with professional video cameras myself, and they can do this sort of thing in a dark environment with bright things such as fires and streetlights. They can, but your reflection will take a shape of what it's a reflection of. And the horse and rider are not the shape of anything over there at the fire, and the fire is changing shape continuously. All right, to the telephone caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. First name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hello, Terry.
How are we this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, do we have only one camera?
Yep.
Angle of this?
Yep.
Or is there other pictures of this?
Nope. There was. You have to remember, the reporters were all being put in jail and being beaten up.
Right.
There were a few cameras on balconies around Cairo, around this area, that were broadcasting a feed, and the networks were able to tap into that feed and show you live pictures from that area. So you get a camera angle of the bridge, one end of the bridge where there's a tank. Then they switch to another camera at another building on another balcony. that's showing you something else. And then they switch to this one that's on a balcony, and you see this. But there were not other cameras pointed at this.
Yeah, I mean, I just wondered, is, you know, we got, you know, find out whether there's, you know, other amateur photography of this, or, you know, or if it's just one source. And
there, you know, as far as we know, there's just the one source, and you have to realize that anybody that would be an amateur photographer would be down there on the ground, and they were kind of busy fighting.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be the thing there. You know, if there's only just one source of it, you know, then you know, you'd have to be skeptical.
Oh, well, we are skeptical. That's why we're asking the questions.
Yeah. But if you got more than one angle and more than one person that caught this, then we could put some merit behind it and then ask.
No. You can put merit behind it right now. It went out on live television all over the world. It happened. Now, the question is only, what was it?
It being faked.
No.
One source. It could be faked.
How?
I don't know. I'm not that great about, you know.
Okay.
There's many ways to do things.
Okay, but Dr. Adams is a filmmaker, and he says he knows no way to do this on a live feed.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
You can't. I mean, the only way it can be done on a live feed is if it is videotaping a hologram. And then at that point, you're talking a tremendous amount of money, and what's the purpose of doing it other than the fact of, like we talked earlier in the show, is just to create, you know, controversial networking, and, you know, for them to just sit back and watch the social networks go crazy to see that, can they do something and how we would react. And if, you know, they choose to do something in the future, then they can alter their plans because they, you know, they know exactly how we would react due to this small little piece. I mean, that horse isn't there but more than 3-4 seconds most. And
yeah.
Look what it's already created. It created a worldwide conversation.
Yeah, we got to remember that there's a 1 through 7, you know, and they have to be in order. And, you know, so you got to know which one this is, and, you know.
What do you mean there's 1 through 7? I have no idea what that means.
I think he's referring to the
horsemen.
Seals, correct? The seals in the Book of Revelation?
Right. There's
seals,
and, you know, so, you know, there's a, you know, a numeric order we got to put merit behind it, too.
Well, if this is the first of the horsemen, then it's seal number one, horseman number one.
And then what's supposed to be come past what, but, you know, and, you know.
It doesn't say. It just says he goes forth conquering and to conquer. That's all it says.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. That's all I had. I just, you know, just wondered if we had, you know, more than just one source of this picture.
We have this one, but here's the deal. If you go to any of the networks that were broadcasting that feed, if you do that, what you will find is this same image. Now, I showed earlier in the show someone had their video camera pointed at the television watching MSNBC. And the MSNBC feed was was using this same feed that Euronews was using, so we get the same images, okay? And so, you know, you still just have that one camera that catches this. Now, if it could be hoaxed, then it had to be done right there at the head end of the video. Meaning it was not done at MSNBC. It was not done at Euronews. It was done on that balcony. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
the
question about that is how? Because...
It could be reflected right off of glass.
Yeah, we've already covered that, Terry. There is no glass in front of this camera.
Well,
there's no glass. It's not looking through glass.
Was you there? You know, who knows? You know,
Terry. This is a camera setting on a balcony outside, pointed down at what was going on. There's no glass in front of this camera.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I don't know how to impress this on you folks. If there was glass in front of the camera, as the camera moves, yes, there would be reflections. But we would also see the reflection of the cameraman.
The camera itself, the cameraman, the red light to let you know that the battery's on. There's a tremendous amount of stuff you would see reflected back.
So it's not a reflection off of glass. Okay, this was not an amateur.
I think what a lot of people is missing at the same time is that this one camera feed was shared on multiple networks at the same time live.
Yeah.
That's why I say I have a hard time from a live perspective of them dubbing something in, and they say, well, film. Well, this didn't go to film. This was uplinked.
Yeah.
This was straight digital. So yeah. There is no film to layer to put that in place.
Maybe it can be done, but neither of us knows how. Dr. Adams is a filmmaker, and I work with video every day, and I know how to do that if I've got video files to work with. Can't do it live, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And the time that would go into that to layer it, it just seems like a tremendous amount of work to pull off 4 seconds to create this social networking pattern that has happened. It just seems like a lot of work, and at the end of the day, I don't see where the gain is. Where's the payoff?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's go to the telephone and caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Leah from Tennessee.
Hello, Leah.
Hey, it was hard getting through tonight.
That's what happens when the show's popular.
Well, I got several points, kind of what other callers have said and such. I agree with Mike. It does look like a jouster.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the jousting stick and everything when it goes. But it doesn't seem like the fourth or the first horseman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of that. But have you ever thought of possibly the way the veil is supposed to be lifting? More and more people are seeing orbs and other things, that maybe it's just one of those glitches of there's a big fight going on and the jouster wants to be there.
So what you're saying is possibly it is a paranormal phenomenon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a glimpse in the, you know, because the veil's lifting, mm-hmm. that it could be a glimpse of that with the battle that's going on there, maybe enticing him to show himself.
Hmm. Well, we got to take a break. You want to hang on, Leah? All right. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening, Dr. Alfred Adams, and on the telephone with us, Leah from Tennessee. Leah, you were saying perhaps this is a real paranormal event, and that the horse and rider are drawn there because they just wanted to get in on the fight, or at least see what was going on. Do I understand that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doctor?
I mean, once again, what would make that credible would be the proportion of size of the horse and rider. It's not out of proportion, it's in proportion. So it's definitely something that's on that bridge. There's always unexplained things that look like something that, you know, just leaves it at that. So I even thought that at the same time that, you know, it is possible this is Egypt. It may not be a jouster, so to speak. It could just be, you know, maybe some other phenomenon of an old king or a prince or something to that effect from Egypt that, you know, could be there in a phenomenal way. But I don't rule it out. And as much as I know we, you know, started off the show in trying to put this in line with, you know, biblical prophecy, from, you know, the Bible standpoint, it's just too many what-ifs. And from a true technical standpoint, everything starts to fall short. There's too many what-ifs, and just from a technical standpoint of actually filming, it falls short with the glass. It falls short with how you film. It falls short with how this is becoming a live feed. It's not going to film where someone else can overlay something and then it uplays after with a, you know, a 10 or 15 second delay. This is running through fiber optics or whatever the case may be. It could be a phenomenal situation that has been caught on filmed, and it may be something that's just there from ancient Egypt.
All right, Leah, thank you for the call.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, there's one other thing. Is I got the Avatar movie for Christmas and had a caller call in about how they filmed Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do what he was talking about, they had a little box that had to be done where he viewed it holding his hand. He couldn't. They didn't see it. They had to look into the movie camera itself. It couldn't. It wasn't, you know, projected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and but let's remember something.
That one.
Remember, that was going to film. And remember that there were snipers shooting at cameramen on balconies. I don't think a cameraman, and one of them is dead today as a result of that. So I don't think a cameraman was doing any hokey stuff.
No, it's not worth losing your life or hope.
Yeah.
You can even throw in the variable of you talking about Avatar being the most expensive movie ever done. And once again, where's the payoff for somebody to use a $1 million device just to do 4 seconds of an image? I just don't see the payoff.
Yeah. Leah, thank you for the call. We have time, folks, for one more call if it comes in right now. I want to clarify, because what happens, we have people that don't listen to the first of the show. They're in the chat room doing goofy stuff in the chat room. Then they finally, someone says, hey, you know what? This is good. You better get in on this. And so they start listening, and they miss. That's one thing that happens. Other people join us late for whatever reason. They don't hear. And then other people simply don't listen, and they hear what they want to hear rather than what was said. We're not saying this is one of the horsemen of the apocalypse. We asked the question, and the reason we asked the question is that's the way it got posted on YouTube. All right? Another thing is we're not saying that this is a phenomenon, you know, like a paranormal phenomenon. We're asking the question, is it? We've had people call and say they think that it's a reflection. It's an artifact because of the fire that's in the background. Maybe that's right. Maybe it is. On the other hand, I've stated I don't think it is because the horse and rider do not have a continually changing shape. And the fire is continually changing. So we're just asking, what is this? All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Heidi from Manitoba calling.
Hello, Heidi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, as I've been listening this evening to all the people calling in and trying to convince themselves that what they are seeing cannot possibly be what they're seeing, so that it has to somehow artificially be manufactured or faked somehow. I think it is what it is. And rather than trying to sort of convince ourselves that we're not seeing what we're seeing, I think it's important just to accept that that something really unusual has been captured on live TV. And to me, I would see that as being a warning to us from, to the world, from the spiritual realms, to take heed of what's happening here and to look what's going on around you.
Heidi, I wish we had more time, but we are out of time. Thank you for your call. We'll have to leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it? Don't know, but all of the so-called rational explanations, I think, fall short. And Dr. Alfred Adams is a filmmaker, and from his perspective, it falls short. And so, we've got to ask ourselves then, you know, is it possible that this is some type of either a hologram or some kind of paranormal phenomena? I know there are people that are absolutely convinced it's a reflection. And if they will explain to me how the fire can keep changing shape and the reflection doesn't, maybe I'll think so too. Dr. Adams, final words on all this?
Keep an open mind. It is what it is. There's a lot of truth and facts that definitely would debunk. There's a few things that are left open that are unsure whether it is a hologram or a true phenomenon of some type of ghostly image that is there. The key thing is it's definitely in proportion to what's going on that bridge. For it to be hoaxed, I just can't buy the fact that where's the payoff. If something is there, what it is, we may never know.
Good enough. Well, I think we can lay to rest the idea that it's the first horseman of the apocalypse. And again, the reason that we even brought that up is because if you go to YouTube to look for this video, that's the way people are posting it on YouTube. Only they're posting it as the fourth horseman. My question was, where was number one, two, and three? But that's why we brought the question up, is because that's the way it's being posted. Those are the titles. In fact, the video that you saw on this show tonight was posted on YouTube with Fourth Horseman in the title. But I think we can pretty much lay that to rest. It doesn't actually fit what is said about this first horseman, or even the last one is a pale horse or an ashen gray horse, if you will. It doesn't fit the description of either the first horse, which is white, or the ashen or gray or pale horse, which is the number four horse. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.